Sarah News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A criminal investigation is underway at California State University in Los Angeles.
It follows Wednesday night's siege of the Student Services Building. Dozens of pro-Hamas protesters barricaded themselves inside the building, damaging furniture and appliances and vandalizing the windows, walls, and walkways. The president of the university, as well as other administrative staff, had to shelter in place for several hours during the violent takeover.
And that is correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. The Supreme Court has preserved access to a widely used abortion medication, throwing out a legal challenge from pro-lifers.
The justices unanimously preserved access to a medication that was used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions in the U.S. last year, in the court's first abortion decision since conservative justices overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. The justices ruled that pro-life advocates lacked the legal right to sue over the Federal Food and Drug Administration's approval of the medication.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. Charles de la Desma reports the U.S.'s military is removing that aid pier from the Gaza coast again. That's because of poor weather in this case.
The U.S.-built aid pier will be detached from Gaza's coast for a second time due to rough seas, two U.S. officials say, raising further questions about the viability of the sea route into Gaza. They add the military is moving the pier to prevent it from breaking apart, as it did late last month. The officials expect the pier will be back in place and operating again by next week. The $230 million project has been beset by security, logistical and other problems since aid first rolled ashore on May 17. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Meanwhile, Senator Tom Cotton says there's a very real likelihood the war in Gaza is about to expand. This is SRN News. Iraqi Christians mark 10 years since the coming of ISIS.
When the Muslim terror group seized the city of Mosul and the surrounding Nineveh plain, about 13,000 Christian families fled. A decade later, with ISIS gone, thousands of believers have returned to the region and restarted their lives. But many will never return, and those living in Mosul now have to keep an eye on their Muslim neighbors, many of whom were ISIS supporters. Christians make up about 1% of the Iraqi population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A liberal judge who previously represented Planned Parenthood in an abortion case has entered the race for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Majority control of the battleground state's highest court is at stake. Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford launched her campaign on Monday to succeed retiring liberal justice Ann Walsh Bradley. Crawford joins conservative Waukesha County Circuit Judge Brad Schimmel as the only announced candidates in that race. This is SRN News. Some are calling it a day of reckoning, others a punishment of free speech. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports the controversial talk show host Alec Jones being ordered to pay families of the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting.
Jones owes $1.5 billion for his false claims the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut was a hoax.
I was the test case for what's now being done to President Trump, Steve Bannon, and others.
Outside court in Houston, Jones says this is a case of digital assassination.
I never said or did any of the things they claimed on Sandy Hook. Two judges in Texas and Connecticut found me guilty by default and then had literal show trials.
The judge is still deciding on a separate bankruptcy case for Jones's company, leaving the future of his InfoWars media platform uncertain. Relatives of Sandy Hook victims say they were traumatized by Jones's comments and by the actions of his followers. I'm Ed Donahue.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.